Coming up this weekend, just a couple of days, actually starting Friday night, it's Denison Days, the annual fun festival in Denison. Really a small town, just one of those great things about small towns when everybody gets together. I just love festivals like this. Denison Days, Friday night and Saturday. From the Denison Lions Club, we have Joe Amy here to talk about it a little bit. Joe, thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet. Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, it's boy, it's here.
Yeah.
And
another year.
It's another year, yeah.
We came out of a break from COVID, what, a couple of years ago, and last year we did it, but we're back again.
Yeah, I feel like we're a little bit more out of the shadow of the pandemic this year, and people are more apt to get out and about. Let's hope so, anyway, because you got some fun things on tap.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of the same things returning, and a few new ones this year, too. Of course, Friday night, Marley's has a DJ and a street dance right there on Main Street. That kicks off about 8 o'clock on Friday night to kick things off, and then we move into Saturday after that. Saturday morning, of course, always starts with our all-you-can-eat waffle breakfast. Dad's waffles are back, so that's always a good one to have.
Is Dad like a code word for Joe?
I don't.
Are you the waffle cooker?
No, not this year. Last year, they were supposed to show up, and unfortunately, because of something in the pandemic-related, they didn't make it. So we scrambled and had the Nearstrand firemen come out and make pancakes. But we just confirmed with them, so we've got the all-you-can-eat waffle breakfast. That's from 8 to 11, right there under the tent on Main Street. And in the event of bad weather, we do move can move inside. But we're hoping the rain holds off, depending on what the forecast says over the next couple of days.
All right. Well, waffles for breakfast, and that starts at, what, 8 o'clock?
Yep, 8 to 11 under the tent. And they also get set up for the car show across the street there from Fireside. And anybody that enters into the car show, the Clutchman car show, also gets a free breakfast. So we can feed them when they unload their car across the street.
Perfect. So. Yeah, just get all the syrup off your fingers.
That's right.
Go back
yes,
to the car.
That's right. And don't touch, right?
You have of course, with Fireside Restaurant and Lounge, the owner of that. You're hosting the Euchre tournament again this year.
Starts at 8:30. They'll start signing up about 8 o'clock in the morning there, and we open the bar for those that need a Bloody Mary to help get their game queued up in the morning. And we'll be open there a little after 8, and that's in on the patio at Fireside. Also, the 5K run, the Denison Church is sponsoring that, and right across the street there by Paul's Plumbing, that is starts at 8 o'clock. And there's a few garage sales around town. People use it as a chance to clean out the garage and sell a few things, so that's always a good way to kick off the 8 o'clock hour.
Now, the truck and tractor pull, they're up on the hill where they always are, right?
Yep, that's
okay.
Correct.
That's always a lot of fun. What time are they getting going?
They start at 9. The sign-up actually starts around 7:30 up there on the hill, and then they officially kick off at 9 o'clock, and that runs usually till mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
You've got trucks and tractors, and of course, if anybody wants to enter, all the contact info is on the website at denisondays.org, so they can look there.
And of course, they're always so quiet, you'd hardly even know.
No, you wouldn't know they're there, right? Although as we get older and harder of hearing, it's not as annoying as it used to be, right?
It's fun watching them, though. They've got some powerful machines there
they
to
do.
Really go at
they
it.
They do. They do indeed. As we keep moving on, then we 10 o'clock, we have our cow milking contest. Our good neighbor Dairy Plum brings in cow. This year, I'm not sure who the guests are. In past years, it's been the Dairy Princesses or a couple of the county sheriffs. So I know they were working on getting guests yet for that, but that's always something fun to watch there on Main Street about 10. So.
All right. You have food stands are going to be open as well, aren't you? Don't you?
Yeah, we've got actually the Cannon Falls Lions Club is bringing their food stand over this year, so it's a good way for us to support another fellow club.
Great.
They don't have quite as many events going on anymore, so we were lucky to have them join us there at 11, and they'll be there all day and right through until the band is done around 11 o'clock or whenever people stop eating, then they take off. So
now, do you still have the horseshoes?
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's up on the south side. They got the horseshoe pits. And so anybody that's interested in that can get up there at 11 as well. This year, instead of the kids' pedal pull, unfortunately, the gentleman that ran that passed away and is no longer with us, and we were not able to get a replacement. So we're doing kids' bingo under the tent after the waffle breakfast wraps up from ages 3 to 12. 12-ish if they want to play, and so we'll do that for an hour and a half there in the 11 o'clock hour. And then also Marley's is going to be running their beanbag tournament And that's in the 11 o'clock hour as well.
Okay. So. Now, heading into the afternoon, well, one of the highlights is always the parade.
Yes.
Got to have the parade. What time does that go off?
That kicks off at 1:30 is official. People start lining up around 12:30 on the south side of town there. Mm-hmm. And we always have the kitty parade that leads it off. Usually the color guard will be joining us from Northfield here as well. And then, so anybody that wants to enter, we have a $100 prize for the best float. So if you got something you want to get in the parade, we hope you'll come on out and drive through. And of course, like our town is small enough, we get to drive through twice to make sure everybody sees you. So.
I love it. Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule here. Yeah, after that, mid-afternoon, you have purse and power tool bingo.
Well, you wanted to be able to include the boys and the girls, you know. So
get everybody there.
There's always
yeah.
purse bingo, and we did this a few years ago, and in full disclosure, if someone doesn't want a purse, some of the power tools might actually include a local hardware store gift card or something. If mm-hmm. they, you know, if it doesn't go with your jeans, Jeff, and you win, you know, we can get you something for your house.
Right.
Yeah, that starts at 2:30. That'll run... usually a couple hours till about 4:30.
All right.
We do that. And then coming up about 5 o'clock this year, we did this a few years ago. If you remember the Minute to Win It game show, one of our members, Jen Eggum, is getting some teams together, I believe a couple of fire departments, and I know she was working on a couple others, local celebrities in Paris to do the Minute to Win It game. So we do that on stage under the tent, and that should be a lot of fun.
Oh,
it makes
fun.
People laugh, and you know, you add a little liquid courage before the game starts. And they're playing. We've got some cash prizes that then are donated to the charity of their choice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, good stuff.
So if they're from the fire department and their group wins, we'll throw some money at them for that. So
all right.
Should be a fun time.
Good deal. So. Good deal. And then you've got, in the evening, one of the highlights is always, you know, the street dance. You've got band playing and you've got things going on.
Yeah, Driver 5 is back again this year. They're just a good, talented cover band that plays a little bit of everything from the 60s to the early 2000s. And they even mix in a few current ones if they can get all the band to know the notes. So, but they're all better than me. I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. So they play. We're starting a little earlier this year at 7. Mm-hmm. So it just keeps everything moving. And that runs up till midnight. Like I said, hopefully the weather is cooperative with us. It sounds like it might rain, but we're going to knock on wood, and hopefully that stays away until after midnight.
So. It's a wonderful small-town celebration, and folks take it in. Along with all these things, you have your regular businesses downtown. The Fireside will be open, and you'll be in Marley's.
Yeah, Marley's mm-hmm. will be there. Of course, our local gas station, convenience store there for mm-hmm. any of the things you need there, too. And you know, this is a thing the Lions Club puts on, and I just want to say, a lot of times people ask you, you know, what's a Lions Club? And you probably get that, you know,
oh,
sometimes,
sure.
too. And like everybody, we're always looking for a few new volunteers. Some of us are aging, so they are retiring. We still have a couple of our charter members. I think Denison was started in 1977, I believe. And, of course, there was a lot of business people on Main Street yet at the time when we had a few more down there. But, you know, we promote some scholarships, and we help, you know, donate to fire departments and things around the area, Randolph and Kenyon and Nearstrand and all that. So like everybody, we're always looking for another live body or two if you're interested in being part of something bigger, I guess. So.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program. I'm with the Northfield Lions Club here. Yeah. Love what they stand for. Love what we do. It's a good thing. It's
yes.
a good thing. It's good to just to get around and meet people and be part of a bigger thing, as you mentioned.
Exactly. All so right. anything they need to check out, if anything changes, they can look at denisondays.org, and they also have a Facebook page to update, you know, in case we have to change something because of the weather. But mm-hmm. otherwise, we hope to see everybody this weekend.
All right. Joe, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you this weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff. Have a good day.
Joe Amy, once again, Denison Days, starting Friday nights and continuing throughout the day on Saturday. We'll be back with more after this.